America's battlefield death at age 31 in World War I. American writer Alfred Joyce Kilmer left humanity a simple, enduring thought. He wrote, "I think I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree." I'm sure he's right that words will never do justice to the majesty and dignity of trees, on which we humans depend for the very air we breathe, as much in the rural forests as the tree-lined streets of our cities. One morning in San Francisco, on a section of Lombard Street with newly planted trees, I met a remarkable gentleman wearing his trademark green beret.
My name is Charlie Starbuck, and I'm known as Charlie everywhere in the city.
And you are known everywhere in the city for a particular reason.
Yes, I've been planting Friends of the Urban Forest street trees in San Francisco for about 30 years now.
How many trees have you planted in the span of 30 years?
Well, I haven't kept a strict count, mainly because it's been too many, but the staff did check, and they think I've planted about 7,500 trees in San Francisco.
This may seem an improbable hobby for a tax attorney, now practicing part-time in his mid-70s, but it's been the longtime passion of Charlie Starbuck, along with hundreds of other Bay Area volunteers.
Friends of the Urban Forest, which is a nonprofit organization, got started in 1981, and it's all been about greening San Francisco ever since. There's probably been Friends of the Urban Forest, along with property owners and volunteers, have been responsible for planting about 45,000 trees since then.
45,000 trees. That's an amazing canopy.
Yes.
How do you feel when you're wandering through the streets of San Francisco and you come upon trees that you recall having planted? Some of them, all these years later, presumably much taller.
Well, it's obviously very gratifying. And the other thing about it is I'm a long-term bachelor, and I often regret not having somebody to live on after I die. But now I have this new friend that I can meet on every street, almost every street in the city, and at least every neighborhood, that will outlive me and will be smiling at me forever.
Friends of the Urban Forest says these days it plants on average about 1,000 trees per year. Popular choices include flowering cherry, strawberry, southern magnolia, and fruitless olive trees.
Well, the process begins when someone in the neighborhood is anxious to have a tree. They go around and they go to each house that they in their neighborhood and try to encourage those property owners to also plant trees. And then once the
because who wants to be the
yes.
owner of a lone tree?
and once the neighborhood canvasser has found 20 or 30 people, then they contact Friends of the Urban Forest. And Friends of the Urban Forest comes, they hold a neighborhood meeting. They explain the menu of trees that the property owner can choose from. And they also explain how the process will work as far as cutting the sidewalk open and actually planting the trees.
Do the property owners come out and actually wield the shovel?
Yes, they do. As a matter of fact, that's a big moment in their life. It's usually a Saturday morning where everybody is happy and smiling, which doesn't happen too often in life these days.
Why do you think planting of trees brings a smile to people's faces?
Well, I think they realize that it's number one, for a lot of property owners, it's going to improve the value of their property. That's very important today.
So you are literally yes. greening San Francisco, yes. as your jacket suggests.
But the other thing about it is they it brings the neighborhood together. I can't tell you how many times we've been planting trees, and people that have been living on the same block for 5 or 10 years have not met each other. And they'll meet over planting a tree and become good friends, as well as their children.
I actually drive by here every day on my way to school so I can point out the trees that I planted, and that'll be awesome.
Oh, and one of our neighbors happened to catch us as we were walking by and said, "Hey, Friends of the Urban Forest is coming by and looking to plant some trees. Do you guys want to put in trees?" And we said, "Absolutely."
We have a potluck. It's a homeowner's potluck, so all of the homeowners who are really thankful for getting trees will provide something, and then we'll all gather at the end of the potluck and talk about the day and have fun. And I'll get a chance to talk to the planting leaders who I see every other week or so and talk about the day and meet the volunteers, meet the homeowners, meet the people in the neighborhood.
Cracking up roots with the pickaxe was really fun. So I think everyone was really amiable, and we really pulled a team together, so it was really good.